This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Small Business Saturday, Monday is Cyber Monday, such a bunch of media hype, what nonsense. Although it's good for, I'm a small business guy myself.
Yeah,
so
we can take all the media hype we want on Small Business Saturday.
Good for you, Richie.
Go
you
for it.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here. Jennifer was nice yesterday and sent us all a Thanksgiving greeting saying she wished she was here. So I sent her back one and said, why aren't you? And I think I said, then, ... why aren't you?
Her summary is basically, I always miss you guys.
Right.
Never miss 3 a.m.
No. Okay. There you go. All right. So we're going to talk some Small Business Saturday stuff with you in a matter of moments. The quiet that accompanied the pre-Thanksgiving snowfall in Ferguson seems to have had some staying power. As a matter of fact, it looks like the streets in Ferguson are more or less deserted now. There was a day yesterday mixed with kindness, sort of sadness. There was some hope. The blazing buildings, the fires have been put out there, and the protesters seem to be gone. There was also kind of a mess in St. Louis and other cities that were around the what they call the Golden Arch County, which is the county of St. Louis. National Guard still on duty. What a shame. All those people who should have been able to be with their families on Thanksgiving but weren't because of the rudeness, the crudeness, the self-centeredness of the, not protesters, these were just mobs. There's a difference between
there was
protesters.
Two very different crowds out
right.
there.
That's
this week.
Exactly. Very different crowds.
There are the protesters and there are just thieves and
yep.
thugs.
Yep.
As
yeah.
well.
Yeah, right.
And they do not cross boundaries. You have people that just want to cause trouble, and you have people who are interested in making their point heard.
Yeah.
And they don't.
And the point is well made and ought to be heard, frankly.
Right. You know where they're making it this morning?
Well, on the TV shows. A lot
Black
of
Friday.
Black Friday.
They're in the
malls. And,
right.
Yeah, right, yeah. There's going to be a lot of that. You'll see a lot.
Walking around, hands up, don't shoot throughout the mall. Man. If you hope to God that none of this craziness starts going awry in the malls.
This is one of the things. Well, here's what
ugly.
This is what this sort of compounds it. The story from Cleveland of that 12-year-old boy who was shot by a Cleveland police officer. You look at the surveillance video of the shooting. It shows that if the officer had not acted so quickly, the youngster would still be alive. So the second guessing now and the protests that will come as a result of this on top of what happened in Ferguson. This video was made public. Some of you may have seen it. A 12-year-old boy, Tamir Rice, was shot in a couple of seconds of the patrol car stopping where he was in that park in Cleveland. Shows the boy reaching for his waistband for what police discovered was a pellet gun that shoots non-lethal plastic stuff.
That was a little quick.
He's dead.
That's sad.
But so is that because of bad training? Are we back to the same theme
from
Ferguson?
Cop,
lousy training. Cops acting without really understanding
or
thinking
through. I don't think
you have
that in Ferguson. I think in Ferguson you have a cop who was defending himself. Mm-hmm. I think here you have what it looks like. You have cops who probably saw something and quickly reacted without giving the person, drop your gun.
The other thing in Cleveland is that apparently whoever called 911 said they thought the gun might be fake, but the 911 call, person did not relay that to the police.
So there's that, but you can compound.
As a cop, you got to think the training is to roll up, assess, warn, and then defend, or take the person out if they think they're going to be a danger to the rest of society.
The same message over and over and over again about training. We've heard it from any number of experts. I've been talking about this for years. We need fewer police, not more. We need better trained police
and
better paid.
If you listen
police.
To the Darren Wilson interview, he did everything according to how he was trained.
So he says.
Well, I mean,
and the grand jury bought it, so that must be likely to be the case than not. Although there are plenty of people who are taking shots at the prosecutor, and there are plenty of people who are taking shots at the media. But you know what? There's still
the
bottom line is Ron's still dead.
When I saw Michael Brown's blood on the seat, I don't know how you explain that other than he was in his car trying to wrestle with him, and to me, that pretty much sums it up.
Well, the fact that he was robbing the thing also that sort of makes this I don't know whether what the right term is here, the contemplar of this, is that Brown had done something that was illegal. Now we have all these people protesting what the police officer did in shooting him, doing the same thing that Brown did. They're looting and stealing things that are not theirs. How does that make his memory, whether you believe that he was a good guy or not, any better? Who thinks that, or maybe that's it, nobody's thinking about what the real bottom line is here to this tragedy. America needs to grow up. We need to have a more mature way of dealing with each other, other than this kind of this continuing focus from these phonies like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, these people who just whip everybody into some sort of state. I thought Wendy Williams in her presentation, although not liking necessarily what the grand jury had to say, really brought it around to a common sense approach. And that's what more people, I don't even know who these self-proclaimed so-called black leaders are or white leaders. You know, think for yourself, for God's sakes. Learn how to think for yourself. Isn't that part of the message here?
I sent you an article yesterday about the thoughts from New Orleans Saints player Benjamin Watson.
Yeah, I think we ought to talk about that. Let's talk about it at the bottom of the hour.
The one point that I'll make here is he goes through all of his thoughts on both sides of the issue.
Right.
This, and he says, I'm confused because I don't know why it's so hard to obey policemen. You will not win. And I don't know why some policemen abuse their power.
Well, that's part of the
power is a responsibility, not a weapon to brandish.
Right.
But if you read this guy's, and we'll post it, if you read this guy, because he goes both sides of the issue, and he really makes some great points.
That's why I said we talk about it at the bottom of the hour, little boy. You talk about me and my shiny pennies.
No, that was relevant to what you were just saying. So
the point, the post has gone viral.
Old man.
And, thank you, boy. So, in a moment, we're going to help you, if you're a small business person, get focused on how you can do better in the presentation of Small Business Saturday, which is tomorrow. That's coming up next year on Good Day.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life? like learn another language. If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time. Because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Black Friday is upon us, and following that, there is Small Business Saturday, which is becoming a part of Black Friday, actually, the weekend tradition. There is an initiative to help the 23 million small businesses do better. We all know we've been through a recession. In my business, it was a depression. 82% of consumers say that they would be shopping on Small Business Saturday. So we've invited Don Fotopoulos, who's an associate professor at the King's College, founder of the bestsmallbizhelp.com website, has worked a lot writing about small businesses. QuickBooks Self-Employed Community has used her expertise. Don, welcome to Good Day.
Oh, it's great to be here, Doug. Happy Black Friday to you.
Thank you. Are you from Zanesville, Ohio? Do I understand that you're in Zanesville?
No, New York City. I'm right behind the Big Apple.
All right. Let's say you have a business in Zanesville. Let's start with Zanesville. What the heck? Why not? Zanesville's a good place to go. Or
sure.
Any community like that has a lot of small businesses. How do they use this to help themselves and help the economy?
Oh, it's such a good question. You know, there have been so many studies done. And for every dollar that you spend at a local small business on Small Business Saturday or any other day of the year, anywhere from 48 cents to 68 cents gets invested back into the community, as opposed to 14 cents if you spend it at a big box store or a chain.
Wow. Wow. Repeat that stat, because that's an amazing and extraordinary.
It is an amazing stat, and I'm not just pulling this out of my head. There are a whole bunch of studies done, for example, by the American Independent Business Alliance and others, that says for every dollar that you spend at a local retailer, 68 to anywhere from 48 to 68 cents of that. So 48 cents is pretty much, you know, local retailer. 68 cents for a local restaurant stays in the community, as opposed to 14% if you spend it at a big box store or a chain.
So help us understand what we consider a small business.
A small business is, well, the SBA will define it anywhere from a privately held business that has anything from less than 99 employees. In some cases, I've seen less than 500, but it's basically less than 99 employees, which is about 99% of all businesses in the United States. So it's a huge number. It's in the tens of millions, as you said earlier.
Wow.
A lot of consideration here. So good Americans will spend. Now, the focus has been on credit cards, but it doesn't make a difference whether you're spending cash. Whatever you want to spend or whatever you can spend in small business circumstances will help the economy of your community. This is about your community more than anything else. And the prices, usually small businesses sometimes even are more competitive than the big box stores, right?
Yes. Not only are they more competitive, but you're going to get better service,
right,
Doug?
Yeah.
I mean, you are. And not only that, but you're going to get more creativity. So one of the ways that small businesses compete is they do things differently, or they sell different kinds of items than the big retailers do. Mm-hmm. If you take a look at a lot of the big retailers, you'll see the same items everywhere you go.
Everybody's got the same stuff for sale.
They really do.
But,
you know, the boutiques and the small retailers and the restaurants, they've got to find their niches. They've got to find some way.
They find it with local products, too. That's what's cool about it. Professor Fotopoulos' book is Accounting for the Numerophobic, a Survival Guide for Small Business Owners.
Who sings a love song as we go on.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
Say Ooga Chaka.
Ooga Chaka.
No, not like that. Say Ooga Chaka.
Ooga Chaka.
No, not like that. Say Ooga Chaka.
Ooga Chaka.
Ooga Chaka. Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka. Ooga.
Yes? Ooga. Satisfactory?
Ooga.
Very good.
Ooga Chaka. Ooga.
I can't stop this feeling. One hit wonder time.
Deep inside of me.
I'm a good day program.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
You hear that, Meredith?
When you hold me in your arms so tight, would you let me know everything's all right?
Here we go.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
Right.
I'm higher believing that I'm in love with me.
I'm in love with me. Oh, you're in love with me. That's what it is. Time to figure this one out. Swell Prize is a bunch of one-hit wonder hits on a CD that will come to you when you call 888-302-3684 and tell us who this artist is. One hit and one hit only. This is a Swedish rock band that was number one with this song during this week in 1974. So if you know who this group is, formed by Bjorn Skifs. That helps clarify everything.
Oh, yeah.
Bjorn Skifs.
I'd like to say Ooga Chaka.
Ooga Chaka. Right. Bjorn Skifs. Another band before this one called the Slam Creepers. Was on the Billboard Hot 100 pop chart for 18 weeks.
Wow.
This is one of the silliest, in a sense, of silly stuff. This is a remake of a song that had been done by B.J. Thomas in, let's say, 67, probably 68, where it started. And it sounded so much, it was so different. All right, then the original. But it had the same message.
I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Richie, I sing this to you, my brother.
Bring your head over towards
America. Have it all. He's taking pictures down and redoing the dining room at the moment. Love with me. The song sold over 1 million copies like that. And then over the next year, the group released a number of other singles, but none of them clicked. And thus the band broke up. What? So what?
So do you know where they think they got the Ooga Chaka from?
No, I don't know where that came
from. They think it came came from this.
Really? On the banks of the river, Johnny Preston? Of the river, sitting right in there. Love Indian Brave. Indian, excuse me, Indian Brave. This is offensive, Richie.
Maybe Johnny Preston was singing back up.
Pretty foolish. This whole thing is pretty foolish. I remember Johnny Preston. I forgot about that. I didn't. I do remember now. Because I was still playing music when this was a hit, right? 1970. Yes. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Released, this was 74, actually.
74, sorry. Right. The band got together in 72. I was finished. And there was about this time when I was done, went to talk in 74. So, anyway. Alright, let's see who's here. We can figure out here. Darlene is in Washington. Hi, Darlene. Where's Darlene? Rich, you got the thing up?
Oh, you know what?
Darlene, can you hear me now?
I sure can. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Happy Thanksgiving to you. How's everything? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving, in fact?
Yes. You know, good. I'm retired, and I can't sleep most of the night, and so I turn you on every morning.
Well, you have to go back to sleep. Thank you, Darlene.
That's opposite of what a lot of people say. I put them to sleep, but a lot of people say is
I love your program.
Aren't you sweet? What's the name of this group?
Blue Suede.
Blue Suede. That's close enough. Blue Suede. Give her that CD, Richie.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Peck Show Tip of the Day. Hooray! No more whining dogs. No more jumping from front seat to back seat and back again. And no more car sick canines. Fluffy can be taught to ride in an automobile like the well-mannered dog you know she is. She can be taught not only to tolerate car travel, but actually to love it. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog in the car only when she needs to go to the veterinarian's office or to the groomer. How would you feel if the only time you rode in a car was to go to the doctor and have your body probed and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you have to drag me in kicking and screaming. What you need to do is make the veterinarian a fun place for them, and you also need to make the car a fun place. I suggest just sitting in the car in your driveway for a few minutes every day. If your dog's really fearful, open both sides of the door, let the dog go in and out. Find an item, one item that your dog absolutely adores, and the only time he gets that item is in the car. Also make sure that some of your trips go to the park, the beach, or his best friend's house so he associates the car with an end result of being positive versus getting an examination. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be massive responsibly.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Stephen, good day program. Our poll this week has, as usual, as we go into the weekend, the top 10 topics in the world of news talk radio, which is the most important one to you. And a lot of people reflect on that when they go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Was it Ferguson and all the related stories? Was it the executive amnesty order? Was it politics, the ozone thing? For me, number one was the 3,600 or 3,416 different regulations that were issued, and the fact that it would cost hundreds of thousands of American jobs, trillions of dollars to the economy, and it just hasn't really received the kind of respectful coverage that it needs, so that you don't know how you're going to be impacted by one of the regulations that came from the EPA that will certainly be challenged not only in Congress but in the Supreme Court. Basically, the EPA says if you have a wet leaf on your property, it's wetlands, and they want to control what happens to that wet leaf. It's that ridiculous and that serious. Anything, a puddle, you can't do anything with a puddle on your property without having the fear of the federal government coming down and saying, you can't do anything with that puddle on your property. It's a wetlands. It's that asinine. That's how ridiculous the EPA stuff, especially, they always overreach.
If they wanted to, they could use that as an excuse, you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, right. We're going to get you. You violated the Wetlands Protection Act.
For some reason, your property has
that wet leaf.
Has an interest to them.
Yeah,
they
right.
can. They have any law or rule on the books that they can
grab
use.
It. Yeah. Our poll yesterday: who's cooking your Thanksgiving dinner? Let's see here. 35% said somebody else in my family. 32% of you said you were. 13% said you went out to a restaurant. 14% weren't sure who was going to be cooking the meal yesterday when we had this poll. 6% said you were going to friends. That's what we did yesterday. Went over to a friend's house, had lots of nice onions. I find onions, cooked onions, to be something about them and Thanksgiving that go together, as well as the stuffing. What, you don't think that onions are, but you never cook onions?
As part of a meal, what are you saying? You had them as an entree? Well, or as a side?
Well, I didn't have any. I mean, there was a lot of ham and turkey around. I had a little bit of turkey, but it was the fixins. There was some great green beans.
Yeah.
And the cranberries with the cranberries still in them. Cranberry sauce with cranberries still in them. That's pretty good stuff.
You mean,
right?
You didn't have the cranberry sauce with the can indentations on them?
My grandfather-in-law loves that.
What, the ones with the rings around them?
Yes, where it still has the shape of the can.
Gotta love it.
Yep, you do. Hopefully you love it. And for practical reasons, there's lots of stuff left over. A lot of manicotti made it back to our house last night, and that was pretty cool. Let's see what other things. There was some really good desserts. If somebody that was at this family had taken Oreo cookies and drenched them in chocolate and somehow cooked them so that there was I thought to myself, this is foolish. Chocolate on top of chocolate, until Meredith said, here, taste this. And about four or later.
Right. And you were in a total coma.
I had a turkey coma. Well, no, it wasn't that. I had Meredith to drive home because I slept on the way home. It was really something. And I didn't eat that much, actually. I'm very careful now about how much I eat. And I'm really trying to stay away from sweets because I know they're having a negative impact on me. But I tasted one of those cookies, and man, I was back for that. And then the traditional apple pie and blueberry pie. And, like, we were foolish. We didn't even bring any of our own ice cream from the store here. I could just imagine
how
the apple pie with that ice cream. Oh, good Lord. How good is that? Well, hopefully you all enjoyed yourself. And that's what the bottom line is. You'll take with you good memories, solid memories. What about the three football games? Any unexpected results there?
Dallas looked horrible and got their butts kicked. I'm all for that, even though it was Philadelphia that did it. But, you know, hey, anytime you get to see Dallas go down, it's fine with me.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Lions beat the horrible Chicago Bears. Bears are really bad this year.
Really?
Yeah.
The Bears.
The Bears.
But there was something that we were talking about earlier regarding the Redskins, Kenny. Do you remember what drifted in and out of
RG3
my mind?
RG3 got set. Colt McCoy's going to start.
It's not an important focus. Black Friday is a focus.
But they were giving away turkeys this week?
Yeah, maybe that was it. Yeah. The Black Friday, let me go through the numbers again for you. For those of you who didn't hear this lady who is a specialist on small business economy, I want to underscore how it is for those of you who are in the small business world or for those of you who will go spend your money today, please keep this in mind. For every dollar you spend at a small business in your community, 68 cents comes back to the community as opposed to 14 cents, which comes back to your community if you buy stuff at a big supermarket, a big box store, a big chain. So you go, for 48 example,
to 68 cents. 48 being,
I'm taking the top number. Here.
Well, the 48 being the retail stores and the 68 being the local restaurants.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Or a store like mine. Which,
right.
The farm, I have a dairy store at my farm.
So you would probably be somewhere in between type thing.
Well, I would think that I'm thinking pretty much everything, with the exception of the bottles that we use, which we don't make there on the farm, but pretty much everything else. The milk comes from the farm. The people who are working there are all local people that live in town. So I would think my number.
Right, but how much of that dollar do you have to send for federal taxes?
Well, there's taxes, yes, that's true. There's taxes that are involved, state and local,
so that can't say,
and federal taxes, so that doesn't come back.
Federal taxes would not come back.
Although,
to the community.
They'd tell you, oh, we're using that money to enhance your community. Look at the state dollars that come back.
True, and, I mean, and some of the federal dollars do come back. But, I mean, very minimal, like 2-3-4 cents type thing.
Okay, a couple of things for Pierre today.
Ew, ew.
Let's get to one item, the farmers in France.
The farmers in France.
Farmers in France.
Is that 16
farmers in France.
The farmers in France.
Farmers in France.
France.
Farmers in France.
Farmers in France.
Farmers in France. Disgruntled the Eiffel Tower. Is the site today of a sheep along. the sheep are being attacked by wolf packs. The government's anti-farmer environmental policies are what are being protested today, Pierre, at the Eiffel Tower. Story at DougStefan.com today about the farmers bringing herds of sheep right into Gay Paris. I probably shouldn't put Gay Paris and sheep in the same sentence.
Please do not use the word gay and Paris and sheep all in the same sentence.
Sorry about that. Anyway, the government is more interested, pretty much like our government here, not in the farmer. They'll say they are, but they want to protect the wolves. Yeah, that's really important. Protect the wolves over the sheep. Yeah. So, Pierre, what do you have to say for yourself as one of the most enhanced and advanced Frenchmen that we knew, or know? Past tense, present.
The wolves in the valley are very, very important. Yeah, we must protect the wolves because that is how we live the romantic life. I am the wolf, she is the sheep, and we live happily ever after.
I didn't realize that's how it works.
Wait.
I've been educated.
This is how it works.
All right.
I shall school you, Mr. Stephanie. It's the ways of love.
Thank you very much.
You are the sheep. You need to be the wolf.
Really?
Sweet.
Never mind. Let's keep moving here. The president of France, Francois Hollande, is the first non-African leader to visit one of the countries hit by Ebola. He's in Guinea today, expected to announce more aid that will help the people in that country. His trip is more symbolically important because West African citizens have been shunned by his country since the outbreak was first declared. So you're going to have your president, Pierre, help out those who are suffering from Ebola. That's very nice. Very thoughtful of you.
Very nice. We are the very feeling people.
Feeling people.
We do not want them in our country, but we are very here. Here's a few dollars. You go fix yourselves.
All right. So let's move the focus from France down to the Middle East, where the Pope begins a 3-day trip to Turkey today, once the capital of Orthodox Christianity. It is now almost entirely Muslim. So the Pope is Catholic. That area is Muslim. People say, why is the Pope going to a Muslim country? And I think I think there is a bridge that's needed here. And supposedly he's going to try to bridge the divide between Christianity and more specifically Catholicism and the Orthodoxy. And then, because you all know, you see the Greek Orthodox and the patriarchs wearing the garb that they do. It's even more outrageous. I don't know if outrageous is the right word, but it's more pronounced than the Catholic. Have you noticed the attire? If you're Catholic, you understand what I'm saying. Kenny, the attire that the local priest wears, and then the Monsignor and the Bishop and the Archbishop and on it goes up. It's very formal. And somewhat feminine, I guess, if you're looking at it from the Western point of view. But the Orthodox Christians, that is the Greek Orthodox, I've seen men who are dressed even more to the nines than priests and Catholics. Have you seen that? Have you noticed that?
It never really occurred to me to compare.
To compare the garb of the Greek Orthodox ministers or priests or clergy to the Catholics. All right, so there's something to think about. There's food for thought for you. The Pope's there anyway, trying to get everybody to get along, to go along. Do the Greek Orthodox call their churches mosques? Do I remember that?
I don't think so.
Am I wrong
about
that?
I don't
think so. Yeah. Okay. The University of Massachusetts has cut ties with Bill Cosby because of all the allegations that have been leveled against him. He went to the University of Massachusetts, lives very close to University of Massachusetts, as a matter of fact, one of their most famous alumni, but with all the sexual assault allegations, gonzo. There's a story today in the Boston Globe suggesting that university officials had asked Cosby to step down as the honorary chairman of their fundraising campaign, and he no longer has any affiliation because he agreed, he understood, so he said. So, Bill Cosby, another one for the down-and-out department. Tell me, what are you about to say something I can tell?
No, I just, it's a shame, but another person, trial and error by the media. But in this case, it unfortunately seems to be dead on.
Well, how do you differentiate between the stuff that the media really does try and execute those people like Cosby to the... like the business of Darren Wilson or anybody else. We all seem to have this mania to want to.
Everybody's got their mind made up before the court of law even gets started.
Right.
But, you know, it goes back to where there's smoke, there's fire. And with Cosby, there's a whole lot of smoke. It's a flaming inferno.
There are going to be people who will take advantage of the realities here. There are people, the women who will come forth who really didn't have the experience, but they'll try to jump on because that's just the way the pile-on mentality works.
Sure. So of the 17 or 20 women that have come forward now, let's say three of them are, not telling the truth.
Right.
All right, that leaves, 14 or 15 that are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that there's probably a lot of truth to this. Anyway. That's that story. Are there big football games today? I forgot to ask you that.
College football
is today. So television would pretty much be, the television report, it would seem to me, would be all about football and reruns and that's it, right? So is that the television report going on? Okay, right. That's the TV report, folks. Lots of football and reruns. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa for an unheard-of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop over 100 early bird specials till 1 p.m.
I'm coming home to you.
And take an extra 15% off all toys, already 10 to 40% off. Save 45 to 55% on sleepwear for the family, 50 to 60% on outerwear for the family, and 55% off trim a tree. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. This Saturday at Kohl's Super Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
As we near the holiday season, many of us are tempted to indulge. But those extra calories from added sugar, some of our favorite sweets and savories, can quickly add up. A recent study from Texas Tech University showed participants gained more than a pound and a half during the holiday season. Fortunately, there are lighter options that we can swap for those higher calorie foods to help prevent holiday weight. Health expert and shape editor at large, Bahar Tactician, has more.
Weight gain is something people in our country struggle with daily. Swapping full sugar Splenda sweetener products is a step in the right direction towards reducing caloric intake and living a healthier lifestyle. To provide motivation, Splenda brand has launched the 365 Sweet Swaps Initiative, providing daily tips and recipes that can help you reduce calories from added sugar all year long. Whether you're cooking or baking, Splenda sweetener products can be used almost anywhere you would use sugar.
Get inspired or share your own fresh and unexpected ways to reduce calories from added sugar using Splenda sweetener products by visiting Splenda brand Sweet Swaps site at 365sweetswaps.com.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like a Rogue Acoustic Guitar Pack, just $69. A Fender Champ 600 Tube Amp, just $149. Or a PreSonus Audio Box USB Interface, just $69. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Get away.
What a mess travel was and therefore is and will be, because some people never got to where they wanted to go or needed to go. They're just like in limbo land. So what happens if your flight gets canceled? That story in a moment, plus the deals of the week. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with travel information for you here on Good Day.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like a Rogue Acoustic Guitar Pack, just $69. A Fender Champ 600 Tube Amp, just $149. Or a PreSonus Audio Box USB Interface, just $69. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, so customer service, or what we laughingly call customer service when referring to how the airlines deal with the problems that are pretty simple with regard to the weather. Flights get canceled. People need to be rebooked. And so you call American or you call Delta, or you call JetBlue, or you call United. And can there be anything more frustrating than trying to do that? What happens if your flight gets canceled? What's the primer from Tom Parsons at bestfares.com?
This weekend, you know, you're hitting a holiday weekend. Staffs are low. Airlines usually pull almost all their sales during a holiday weekend like this one.
And what do you mean pull their sales? They don't have...
They don't go out and promote a whole bunch of crazy things. So right. You get phone calls and stuff like that so they can get more people off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because most corporate offices are all closed. And therefore, if you want to...
Seems kind of stupid, though, given the fact that it's the busiest travel weekend of the year, right? To have less people on duty instead of more?
Counterintuitive. That may work that way, but you know, usually the employees, if they're going, you know, this is usually the time of year the employees get a 4-day weekend, and they head to places where we don't, like Europe. I mean, Europe does not celebrate Thanksgiving, and therefore they usually have seats without being kicked off the plane. So it's a slow weekend. Most people are thinking Black Friday shopping, not
slow for purchase, but not when it comes to the service. And so the people, as usual, frustrated because you couldn't get through to people to transfer your flight, or if you're at the airport. I mean, there's still people sleeping at airports.
Oh, no, I'm saying right now. I mean, the only place you can really go to get seats is not even through your travel agent or anybody. You have to go through the airlines. And again, they've cut back on the number of customer service. And that's because now they're charging usually $25. They'll waive that for this change fee. But if you are flying around, I mean, it's crazy to go out to the airport and find out your flight's not leaving, and they can't get you a seat for two more days.
Yeah.
So the best place is still to sit on hold or get that busy signal and sit there sometimes for hours. But until you get a confirmed seat, I would not head out to the airport. Now, one thing you have to remember, the airlines like to do these change things, and they'll tell you a couple days in advance. But, you know, if they do cancel your flight, and now it looks like you may not get out till Saturday, you may want to say, you know, you're entitled to 100% of your cash back because it's under the force majeure, under contract of carriage. You can read that right on the website.
Rule 240, right?
Well, Rule 240 is when you're at the airport and you want to go to another airline.
Oh.
Contract of carriage says the only liability the airline has if we can't get you there because of some act of God, and snow usually is considered that, or ice or whatever, then all we owe you is not a hotel room, not anything else, but to give your money back. So it may be best to start over and go right out in between the holidays or go right after the first year when we're going, where you'll probably find cheaper airfares anyway.
Yeah, go visit the people. Tell them to hold the Thanksgiving turkey in the freezer until after the first of the year, when it would be convenient for the airlines to get you where you were supposed to go. And yeah, you're right, the weather wasn't the airline's fault, but the way they respond to it sometimes is not exactly customer friendly. I think that's the nicest way
you can put it. Murphy's Law sets in, and if you want the unlucky ones, feel sorry for you, that's all.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.